For the third time in the past 15 years, the New England Patriots and the Pittsburgh Steelers will meet in the AFC Championship game, with the winner advancing to the Super Bowl. The Steelers advance to this coming Sunday's game in Foxborough, thanks to an 18-16 win last night over the Kansas City Chiefs. Saturday night, the Patriots beat the Houston Texans 34-16. But despite the 18-point margin of victory, it was a sloppy game for the Patriots, who turned the ball over three times and whose offense appeared to struggle. So, with that as the background, to look forward to the biggest game yet this season, this coming weekend, is ESPN Boston's Mike Reese, who's come into the studio. Mike, thanks a lot. Good to see you this Monday.
Good morning.
So, is it a bad omen what happened Saturday night to the Patriots in terms of what might be coming for us this coming Sunday night in the AFC Championship game?
I wouldn't say that, Bob, but it certainly wasn't the Patriots' best performance. But one thing that we've seen over the years is that what happens one week seldom carries over to the next, but they know, and they said this after the game, they can't play like that if they want to advance to the Super Bowl.
So as the coaching staff and the team looks ahead to this coming weekend's game, what do the Patriots need to improve in terms of the offense, the offensive line?
I think that's a great place to start. And those watching the game probably noticed Tom Brady was hit 8 times in the game. And
he was on his back and chased around a lot.
Quite a bit. And a lot of that pressure came right up the middle over the center, David Andrews, and the two guards, Joe Tooney and Shaq Mason. So better protection for Tom Brady up front is a great place to start in areas of improvement.
All right, let's talk about the Steelers a little bit. They won last night, but only by 2 points. All of their points came on field goals. They scored no touchdowns last night. So are they as good as they seem to be or not?
Well, they are. They're big, they're tough, and they're physical. And these, you know, are two of the traditional better teams in the AFC, the football conference, that usually face off against each other in these high-stakes situations and are playing for a top seed. So in a lot of ways, I look at the Steelers as built in the same mold as the Patriots. They're a bad weather team, meaning they play in tough conditions, so they'll certainly be ready for the environment on Sunday night.
So how do they match up?
Well, I think the players to look for are Ben Roethlisberger, the quarterback, who, like Tom Brady, is a big-game quarterback with a lot of experience. The running back, Le'Veon Bell, is one of the best at his position in the NFL, and the receiver, Antonio Brown, is one of the best. They call him the Killer Bees, Roethlisberger, Brown, and, of course, Bell. And those are the three players on offense that the Patriots really going to have to key in on for the Steelers.
What vulnerabilities do the Steelers have the Patriots might key in on?
Well, defensively, the Patriots have been able to attack them with Tom Brady in the passing game in the past, and that should be the case again as long as they can protect Tom Brady. Maybe in the secondary, the players who would be covering wide receivers like Julian Edelman, tight end like Martellus Bennett, the Patriots should have some advantages in that area.
All right. And what about the Steelers? What's their coaching staff going to tell them this week about vulnerabilities that the Patriots might have they can exploit that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, their head coach, Mike Tomlin, is an experienced head coach, and one of the things he said to them after the game was, look, we're already behind here. You know, the Patriots played Saturday, and we just played Sunday night, so we're a day and a half behind. But in terms of vulnerability, he can show them how Tom Brady took a lot of hits in that game against the Texans, and the Steelers do have a very good pass rush, Bob. Like, they can make life disruptive for opposing quarterbacks, and if they can do that against Tom Brady, they might have a chance to come in here and pull off the upset.
Last question. If the Patriots get by the Steelers, they go to Super Bowl 51, they play either the Packers or the Falcons. Which team do you fear most?
Well, I've said all along, if the Patriots play their game, they shouldn't fear anyone but themselves. But if we look at those two teams, I would say the Packers. Aaron Rodgers, their quarterback, is playing at a very high level. He was so impressive in that win against the Cowboys yesterday, so I'd pick the Packers out of those two teams.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN Boston and offers regular analysis on Monday mornings, well, especially Monday mornings here on WBUR. Thanks a lot. Look forward to next Monday.
Thanks for having me.